Archaeologists have conducted a great deal of research in order to find traces of Noah's flood which affected Mesopotamia, and have uncovered such traces, and in four cities at once. These were the most important cities of Mesopotamia: Ur, Erech, Kish, and Shurupak. R. H. Hall of the British Museum went down in history as the first person to conduct excavations in the city of Ur. Leonard Woolley, who took it upon himself to carry on with excavations after Hall, also supervised an excavation jointly organized by the British Museum and the University of Pennsylvania. Excavations conducted by Woolley had a huge effect worldwide. They lasted from 1922 to 1934. And took place in the middle of the desert between Baghdad and the Persian Gulf. The first founders of the city of Ur were a people who had come from northern Mesopotamia and referred to themselves as Ubaidian. Archaeologists seeking more information about these people encountered the most astonishing remains. The city of Ur had a royal mausoleum. Many objects were discovered in the mausoleum. Helmets, swords, musical instruments, works of art made from gold and precious stone, and, most important of all, historical records inscribed onto clay tablet with astonishing expertise and skill and using advanced technology. Based on these records, Woolley decided to dig deeper and encountered evidence of a terrible flood. This was mud, pure sand of a kind that could only have been deposited by water. When the excavations reached a depth of 2.5 meters, earthenware bowls emerged from underneath a layer of pure clay. The conclusion was obvious. These facts were a clear indication that the city of Ur was one of those struck by the flood. German archaeologist Werner Keller expressed the importance of the excavation by saying that the findings of city remains beneath a muddy layer in the archaeological excavations made in Mesopotamia proved that there was a flood there. Research continued in another Mesopotamian city, today known as Tal al-Uhaimer, or Kish of the Sumerian. According to ancient Sumerian sources, this city was the capital of the first post-diluvian dynasty. It, too, contained traces of the flood. The city of Shurupak in South Mesopotamia, which is today known as Tal Farah, likewise carries apparent traces of the flood. Archaeological studies in this city were headed by Eric Schmidt from the University of Pennsylvania between 1920 and 1930. Traces of a civilization that had flourished in the region between 3000 and 2000 BC were found in these excavations. It appeared from the cuneiform inscriptions that the people of the region were culturally quite advanced. The main point is that a terrible flood was seen to have occurred in this city around 3000 to 2900 BC. According to the account of another archaeologist, Sir Max Mallowan, 4 to 5 meters below the earth, Schmidt had reached a yellow soil layer formed by flood, made up of a mixture of clay and sand. This layer was closer to the plain level than the tumulus profile, and it could be observed all around the tumulus. The latest place shown to have been affected by the flood is the city of Erech to the south of Shurupak. Today the city is known as Tal al-Warqa. In this city, just as in others, a flood layer can be seen. This flood layer is dated between 3000 and 2900 BC, just like the others. Assessment of the evidence obtained from the finished study revealed that the flood area stretches approximately 160 kilometers from east to west and 600 kilometers from north to south. This shows that the flood covered the whole Mesopotamian plain. At the moment of the flood, The rivers Tigris and Euphrates, which run the entire length of Mesopotamia, burst their banks, and a terrible flood resulted when the river waters combined with the heavy rainfall, just as is revealed in the Quran. So we opened the gates of heaven, with water pouring forth, and we caused the earth to gush forth with springs, so the waters met and rose to the extent decreed. When the waters rose, we carried you in the ship.